Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Culpa, Amherst Town Supervisor, is with us on the WBEN Live Line this morning on the sale of the former Westwood Country Club to Erie County for a dollar. Brian, I think after 12 years, a lot of people are glad to see something happening, but it's not without controversy. Did the town do enough to explore whether this could have been a taxable entity for the town of Amherst?
Well, the town has long talked about it becoming a park, right? There were multiple development proposals dating back 12 to 15 years that were largely rejected by the town populace with the idea of creating a park. I find it funny that now people on certain persuasion politically are saying we should go back and develop it. And we had it. It was in the hands of developers. The town largely supported a park for over a decade. They've been trying to get to this moment to create a park. So there's some who want a park, and there's a minority who say, we need to develop it. We have to build privately. It's about access. It's the center of the town of Amherst. This is giving everybody access to green space and to a park. And I'm just glad that we were able to finally get to this point and take an action like this and move forward with preserving an amazing space open to all people and not privatized and not handed to a few to develop privately.
Did you reach a point where it just came to, we can't let this go on for any longer, because this has been talked about, what to do, what was going to happen here, who should control it, who should build on it, should anybody build on it? I mean, this has been going on since I was in high school, Brian.
It's exactly that moment, right? This morning, before I got on the radio with you guys, I looked at my state of the town from 2018, January, when I had just taken office. And I know that going back years before that, you know, this town had been trying to figure out what to do. People had tried to run the golf course privately and it didn't work. And then people tried to create all sorts of different development patterns, senior housing and mixed use and higher density and lower density. And we've been through battles with environmental statements, and we've been through battles about sewer in that area. And yeah, you know what? It's taken us 8 years of our work, of my town board's work, to get to this moment. And enough is enough. It's time to make it a park. And we're doing that, and it feels great. And it's going to be just wonderful for generations to come. Every generation will be able to go to a park in the center of the town of Amherst and use that space and use that land and watch the hare in that land and the one pond and enjoy the open air and then enjoy the wooded areas and preserve the hardwood forest in the middle of the space that a lot of people haven't even ever got a chance to see. And we're at that moment, and it just makes sense. You know, in terms of properties and development, you know, the town of Amherst has plenty of growth opportunities and a lot of spaces. We're going to see new homes for residents at the Boulevard Mall site. We're going to see new commercial areas coming online. We're going to see lots of redevelopment efforts over decades to come. But a park is forever. that space is forever.
A lawsuit has been filed, though, and groundbreaking is set for this morning. Will this new legal action stop this?
Well, it'll certainly slow it down, which seems to be the game plan, for a certain set of candidates who are running for office who don't want to park. Like, at the nth hour, let's file a lawsuit. You know, this is what's happening at the federal and state level, right? Hide behind the courts, put something into a lawsuit, even if it's overwhelmingly popular in the town, after a decade of the town trying to get to this point, let's jam it up so that, you know, a minority position saying that it shouldn't be a park that should be developed, you know, takes a desperate act and puts it into a lawsuit and to slow down the process. That's what this is. It's a desperate political ploy by a few who know that they don't have the support to not make it a park.
What would the alternative be to what is going to happen right now at the former Westwood site?
You know, we've looked at every alternative under the sun, right? We worked through scenario after scenario after scenario. You know, really the alternative, I guess, is to hand it to developers and let them privatize golf and let them build residences and let them keep it as accessible to only a few people, you know, those people who have the money and want to live there, instead, you know, of creating this sort of equitable access and, you know, equitable access, making this, keeping this space as sort of a green lung for the town of Amherst, a place where we can celebrate, you know, nature and passive environments, and people can go and recreate, and people can have, create opportunities and memories. This is it's really a jewel of a space, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, there's never really been an alternative. The town needed to start thinking about a park a long time ago, and you know, we've gone through every scenario. A lot of people have different opinions of what should go into a park, but here we are. We're going to create a park. And if candidates think that filing lawsuits to stop park space is the right thing to do, then I guess that's up to them and their campaign teams.
Well, Brian, thanks for coming on this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Brian Culpa, Amherst Town Supervisor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.